Dale.
Mr. President, I talked to Ms. Johnson. I first explained to her that my damn foolishness yesterday, and as broad a detail as I could on the phone. Then I told her that you were thinking that perhaps the press of things up here would keep you here. And she said, well, she hoped it wouldn't, but if it did, she wanted to come back and be with you on your birthday dinner. And if I would let her know.
All right, we will, and I'll try to decide it at about 12. I just talked to Liz. I want to see Siemens. I've got about 8 other calls to talk on, Anderson, Bundy's, Kidder's, etc. I want to talk to Eddie Weisel, and then I'll get over there, and I'll try to have an 11:45 or 12 o'clock meeting with Siemens. And when I get through with that, I'll make up my mind, but I think the odds are 90-10 that we will stay here. And I don't know quite how to handle it with the press people. I think if you have to brief at 11, I would just say to them that we were delayed yesterday, primarily the weather, but we're here now, and most of the birthday's gone anyway, and the president has been busy this morning, and he's got a report from Senator Anderson on his trip to the ambassador's Brackish Water project yesterday. He had a...
You talked to him?
Yes. I had a report from Jack Valenti in some detail. He's not here. It was dictated in, but I talked to him on the phone, too, on the developments out there. I've gone over some of my legislative calendar very thoroughly with the cleanup things, things that we want to schedule next week and the rules. And I've had a talk about some of the 3 or 4 measures that schedule next week, and I don't have them, but they are there, available to you. Larry gave them to you. It's the relations bill out of Orrin Harris's committee, and it's two or three. It's a clean air bill, and about 4 of them that the House will be taking up. The I believe Canadian Auto Parts, and that I have talked to a lady yesterday and this morning to Rusk, and I don't want to build up anything military. Let me see if I can find somebody else. I could immigration. I've talked to Katzenbach 2 or 3 times. Tell him I've been working on some appointment matters, some vacancies that you don't know just which ones, but I've been talking to various people about appointments, and that looks like by the time I get out there that birthday pretty well over with, and I don't birthdays don't mean a lot to me anyway, and that I guess just say to him that you can't tell him that he's definitely going at a time or that he's not, that just as soon as he gets through with his schedule this morning, if there's any time left, he'll probably go. If not, he won't.
All right, sir.
That's all I know to do, is just say we want to be as honest and frank, but I can't tell you when he doesn't know himself. He's lost a good deal of it already. It's now 11 o'clock, and time he gets there and out there, and then 3 or 4 hours there, and he's got 3 or 4 hours more here, and he won't do anything till after. I know he can't possibly get away from here till 12:31 if he went then. So there's no emergency, there's no crisis of any kind. I'd say he talked to Cater about the higher education bill and the action last night, and give him that statement again. Nobody used it. I guess we just didn't handle it right. It didn't say anything or something. It didn't even, Johnson's name didn't even get in the higher education story. Kidder and I got it out, but I think it's too late. We ought to have planned it, have it available when it passed, but he hadn't done it till 8 o'clock, and then I think it all gone to bed. Or it may be that I just got the early editions. I looked at that, though. And the way I'd put it, I think, is this. That because of the weather yesterday, he had to wait over, and waiting over, he's trying to take what came in last night, and he's working on it this morning. And he has to see Mr. Siemens. He expects to talk with, if he hasn't already, Secretary Freeman came over to the mansion this morning, but I don't know whether they had a talk then or whether it's going to be later. He's got to talk to Freeman some, that he wants to talk to Udall. He's talked to Anderson about the saline water, and he's got some things he wants to talk to Udall about. He's gone over his telegrams that he received from in the country and around the world, and he's very pleased with them. He has dictated some replies to them this morning, particularly to the heads of state that have wired him. He was very touched by the Red Roses and the White House employees sending in when he waked up this morning. I'm trying to see here if I got any of that interesting into. Things that we want to enjoy most was the ones from the capitals and some of his dearest, oldest friends. I don't want